This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have another returning guest. I'm always excited to have him back on the show. Not only does he educate myself and my listeners, but they're doing some great work in the environment, and they're making the world a better place. And we're talking none other than BioLargo, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. And with us today is Dennis Calvert. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Everett, I'm so glad to be back. Thanks for having me.
You know, tell us what you guys have been doing and maybe give us a little bit about statement of what you guys do.
Glad to do it. BioLargo is a science and technology company. Remember, we've been inventing for about a decade. It's an incredible journey. Focus on a number of key targets. Our slogan is "We Make Life Better." It's all about purposeful invention to improve life for people, right? So we've got clean water, clean air, and advanced healthcare. And we've got disruptive, sort of game-changing technologies in each of those markets. They're all at different stages of commercialization. Some are commercial and starting to grow. Finally, we're really pleased about that. We've got others that are just about to get in the game and in highly valuable markets. And then ultimately, our water technology is just a disruptive game-changer for the way you treat water and make it clean and safe and healthy. And so we're going to talk about all those.
Well, you know, I asked you to come back on the show for a couple of reasons. Not only I think you guys are doing great work, but recently you guys had a press release out about Waste Connections. Can you update us a little bit about the odor control product and the recent trade show that you guys went to, West Expo, and maybe tell us about some new contracts you guys have recently signed?
Yeah, this is just an incredibly exciting segment of our business. The short story, but I want to fast forward the history because there's so much history. The industrial odor control product really was started in the consumer products. And remember, we won 4 Product of the Year awards for horse product and cat product and stain and odor and a Super Zoo show. And at that time, we were really early into the game about how to deliver this technology into products, right?
Right.
And so we went complete product development cycle. We did a couple of licenses with multi-billion-dollar companies that were just so painful and really struggled, frankly, to get the technology seeded into a selling channel in the marketplace. But here's what happened. As a result of that incredible journey, as difficult as it was, we became experts in controlling odor. Okay? And so we have this breakthrough science that delivers safe, odorless, tasteless, colorless, this gentle chemistry that can be literally sprayed into the air. Okay, think like Febreze, right?
Right.
That oxidizes VOCs, that's the technical term. It means it breaks down. Oxidation is this breakdown technology that breaks down the things that smell bad in air. Okay, so about a year and a half ago, we were recruited into the waste handling industry by one of the regional vice presidents at one of the largest companies in the world. I happen to serve on the board of the local trade association, now called SustainOC, which is a sustainability Orange County trade group in Southern California. And he came to us one day and he said, you know, I hear you have a killer technology. And we said, well, we do. He said, well, why aren't you doing industrial? We said, well, we just haven't gotten to it yet. He said, come on down. And so true story, right? We did our first trial with one of the largest players in what's called a transfer station, oxidizing VOCs, delivering this liquid chemistry in a misting system, right?
Right.
And on the spot, he reached across an aisle and he shook my hand. He said, congratulations, you're going to revolutionize our industry. And, you know, what happens when in that moment you think, really? Right? Really? And so you start this journey. Well, that was about a year and a half ago. So now you got to formulate product, get in the market, get your name out, start marketing. We developed an entire selling program, and we've invested about a year. Remember, in May of 2016, we launched this product called Cupridyne Clean.
That's
Cupridyne
correct.
Cupridyne Clean. Okay. Fast forward a year later. We've done trials all over the country. We've developed some selling channels with agents. We've been targeting very large systems. That's corporate accounts where you can get in and know that when you have success, the corporate office wants to see you go to all their locations all over the country. So the first one to knock down with the first national purchase agreement is Waste Connections. Perfect spot to begin. Waste Connections.
And they're out there in Texas. They're out there in Texas, right?
They are in Houston, and they're a significant, probably the third or the fourth, maybe fifth largest in the world. They are an innovator. They're highly entrepreneurial. And in this situation, it was such a great fit because, you know, the concept is when you present a breakthrough novel idea, this new invention, this new product that can do something that the world didn't know was possible, the early adopter is really critical for a technology company to find, and we found them. And as a result of that, we actually have executed two national purchasing agreements. Both of the two agreements are with top 10 players in the world. And, of course, we fundamentally believe that the product and its application will find a welcome home, frankly, with all of them.
And when do you think those revenues will fall on the balance sheet? Second, third, fourth quarter?
Sure. So what happens is first you got to get in the game. So imagine you're on the front line and you're working with a customer and you want to optimize, you want to prove that it works, you want to get their they need to know who you are, you're going to be here tomorrow to serve the account. All those things come to play, right? So once you get in the system, the number one objection when you're calling on these accounts is they'll say, are you an approved vendor in our corporate system? And so what happens is you got to get through that gate. You've got to knock down a barrier to be able to go into the marketplace and say, yes, in fact, I've worked with X number. We've successfully concluded the trials.
Right.
The product has been evaluated for safety. It's got its proper specifications and the criteria to meet the benchmark of acceptance. Right? Because it's not, you know, they're going to spray this stuff all over a landfill and transfer stations. It comes in contact with people and all their surfaces. They don't want to mess up their equipment. I mean, there's all these things that need to be evaluated before they say yes. And so having knocked down that barrier, it gives us access to literally every location in the system. Some of these are very large systems. They have 300, 400, and 500 locations. It's big business. Okay, so the concept here is that what we've proven to the world is that, number one, we believe that our industrial odor control product is frankly the one product that actually works to solve industrial odors in a way that no other product in the world can do. It is the number one technical performer. So now really everything becomes then logistics, marketing, support, training, customer service, managing billing and collection, all this commercial activity, and our company is
absolutely.
It's so exciting to find a spot, literally where the market says thank you, and let's do some more, and that's exactly what's happening. So we're targeting these large corporate accounts. We've got two executed. I believe eventually we're gonna, you know, I really do believe we're gonna get them all. And you say really?
What kind of number? What kind of numbers are we talking about?
Well, when you look at the top 10 systems in the world, that's the largest 10 corporate players in the waste handling industry, their annual revenues are somewhere around $46 billion. Okay? And so then as a subset, you know, think about a location. Our experience has been that an average location is going to spend something like $2,000 per month, all the way up to $15,000 and $20,000 a month, depending on the nature of the problem.
Right, right.
Okay, so a big corporate that has, let's call it 300 locations, right? You run your numbers and you say, how many of them can you service? How many of them have a real problem? How many want to spend some money on this type of solution? And so you're not going to get 100%. It's just not the way it works. But you can get a chunk. And I think the point here is that you know, as we say, finally, there's an industrial odor control product that actually works. And the amazing part is that actually is the number one barrier. The industry has been so conditioned to accept inferior products that actually don't work. And when I say work, meaning they're typically a fragrance product. What they do is they use these perfumes and masking agents so that the offensive odors are just not quite so offensive.
Right.
So instead of knocking down or dismantling these contaminants, it just doesn't quite smell as bad, okay? But, you know, the world would prefer not to have cherry and lemon-scented, you know, fragrances around their waste. And so the idea that you could deliver a safe, affordable technology that breaks down the contaminant and renders it odorless is an astonishing thing. And therein lies the opportunity for our company. I mean, we are really introducing concepts and delivery systems that people didn't even know was possible.
BioLigro is the company that we're highlighting today. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. Dennis Calvert is the CEO. You know, you guys got a couple other products I want to talk about too. The other one is the advanced wound care product heading into the FDA. Where are we at on that process?
Absolutely. So Clyra Medical, our subsidiary, remember that the medical products go all the way back to the original foundation of the company. When Ken Code was really set out on a course to protect his dad from a nosocomial infection after he suffered from a stroke, okay? And so this goes way back. And the amazing thing is that our company has managed to find its way through the maze of barrier to entry, incredible technical challenges, stiff competition from very well-funded companies, to find itself in a spot where we are now prepared with two products that we believe are fully developed to make an FDA application probably in the next 60 to 90 days. Okay, it's taken a long time. And mostly it's about, as I always say, especially as an entrepreneur, it's really about having great science, but then surrounding great science with people and experts and team members and strategy that make it all come together. And so remember, about a year ago, the Stroman family out of Minnesota, through their family office investment vehicle, which is called Sanatio, which, by the way, is Latin for the cure, invested $750,000 into our subsidiary as a direct investment to finance the product development and application, get it into the FDA. The Stroman family also committed a line of credit to draw down as we exit the FDA to go to market of $5 million. So that's an asset. BioLargo still owns about 55%, and we control a license, which receives a 6% royalty from that asset. Now, here's the deal. With the money, right, we've been able to surround that technology with what we term world-class talent. We've now gone through a complete development cycle. We've spent that money developing these assets, and these assets are highly disruptive in a very competitive market, estimated somewhere around a $6 billion market potential in total for a category called advanced wound care. So when we say advanced wound care, we're talking about infected and chronic wounds that are having a hard time healing.
Right.
And maybe they won't heal. It's particularly critical for seniors where diabetic ulcers and things like that can occur. So it's a very technical, very high value, a very high barrier to entry marketplace. And we've got what we think is the gentle, broad spectrum, with no cytotox, a host of other features that give us significant competitive edge. We've got fully developed products. We're going into the FDA. It's under what's called a 510K clearance for to go to market, which means it revolves around delivering substantial equivalency to existing known technologies and products that are already in the marketplace. And then what you do is you differentiate your products by virtue of clinical experience with leaders from the wound care industry. So that's the next phase. We're going to go into the FDA. We believe that we have a chance to get through in something like 90 to 180 days, generally. We believe we're going in with a complete package to get our first phase product or products, at least one, into the game. We then begin clinical work and begin marketing to clinical providers to present what we believe is a breakthrough in how you can treat these chronic infected wounds that are incredibly difficult and that people are suffering with. And so this is a significant technical and commercial advancement for our company, BioLargo. So we've been quiet, but now we're coming and ready to go to market. So we're very excited.
The third product that I wanted to talk about was the advanced water strategy of the your AOS water treatment technology. I haven't heard really a lot about that in the news or even on press releases. Can you possibly give us an update on that one?
I can, actually. This is a product that was conceived years ago, first sort of phase of organizing science and resources to focus on it. It was about 3.5 years ago. when we were recruited into a research project at the University of Alberta. You may recall that we've received something like 33 or 34 grants now to date and continuing.
Absolutely.
We just recently got our first American, mostly through the Canadian Science and Engineering Research Council, NSERC. Also, there's some other agencies that are municipal and regional. But our first grant was just awarded from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California, widely considered one of the leading innovators in the water industry at a global level. Certainly one of the leading municipalities, you know, a public utility that really has invested considerably in being an innovator to ensure a consistent supply of clean water for California, right? In any event, we got that first grant. We've surrounded it with a couple of the top engineering firms for third-party validation. We delivered our alpha unit last August. We'll be presenting at another technical symposium the significant advancements into our beta unit, which is the unit that will go into the marketplace. We've also refined our focus, narrowed down, as opposed to talking about 10 different industry segments where we have a potential impact. We've really concentrated on this food and beverage sector to assist in managing contaminated waste streams for pre-treatment prior to disposal. About 4 months ago, we recruited a senior executive, Mark Lambert, who is one of the well-known leaders from that global industry, to come in and assist us in leading a strategy, organizing of team members to really take the technology into the next phase, which we believe will be marked by partnerships with some of the leading companies in the world. So we're now in the discussion phase with a series of those companies to identify our engineering and scale-up partners and refine our go-to-market strategy. So there's work to do. It is certainly not fast. There's nothing easy about talking about being a disruptor in an $850 billion market. So we've taken on an enormous challenge. What I always remind our investors and shareholders is that while we aim big, we're very calculated with the way we deploy our capital. So we want to deploy a measured risk, and we lead with the greatest, you know, what we think is the greatest science and technical advancements that we can muscle up for. And then fundamentally, as our company always says, we invent, we prove, and we partner. Okay? So for the AOS, we've invented, patented, we've proven it through now 2.5 years of work, and now we're focused on the partnership, so break down the barrier to entry in a massive market.
Our guest today has been Dennis Calvert. He sure has given us a lot of food for thought here. He's talked about his three products, the one that's the closest about coming to market and actually adding some revenue on the balance sheet is the industrial odor product. And in closing, is there anything, Dennis, that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
No, thank you. I think as a science and technology company, the key asset for this company is its science, right? And so now, as we find traction in one market, it leads to traction in another. As we say, there's nothing wasted at BioLargo. When you look at some of the journey, for example, in consumer products with our odor control products, we believe all those will come full circle. It is only a matter of time, right, until we find the right channel to see the technology get into the marketplace through product and product placement. And now our successful selling and our launching of the product into the industrial odor control category is sort of setting the stage for all of our other technologies. So we're pretty excited about that.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, and I really do appreciate you coming back on, giving us an update on your company and where you guys are headed. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on here 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Looking forward to it, Everett. Thank you.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.